Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm thrilled to have Stuart Rosenthal, who is the editor and publisher of the Beacon newspaper, which is a free publication you can find in over 1,500 locations in the metro area. TheBeaconNewspapers.com if you want to read it online. We're going to cover a couple of articles from this month's issue. Stuart,
that's right.
What do you have for me this morning?
Let's talk about some money stories.
Okay.
Well, we call it a money story. It's really sort of a scam story, this first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by the chief executive officer of Blue Ocean Global Wealth, who is a contributor to Kiplinger's, which is where we got the story from. And her own mother was caught up in this scam.
Hmm.
And so she's writing about this because it's a very common one. Her mother had not been very – her mother had been widowed and was not very used to doing social media kinds of things. So she got her a computer and had it, taught her how to use Facebook and,
right.
and got her online and gave her a little some hints getting started. And within a very short order, she had been – sucked into a relationship with supposedly an older man online who had a whirlwind romance with her.
Online.
You know, all with fake pictures or whatever.
Oh.
And the woman thought that she really had a relationship with this guy, and then the guy started asking her for money, and she started sending it. And apparently these guys, of course, they're not who they pretend to be. They are scammers, and they're out there. They're looking for older adults. They're looking for recently widowed or single people. They're checking your chat rooms, and they're checking what your Facebook page and looking to see what your condition is. And if that's what it is, they're going to target you, and they're very good at it.
Folks, be aware of what your privacy settings are on Facebook. You can go to the privacy settings and set who can actually see the background information on who you are, and it's not necessarily public information you want out there for the world to see. So be aware of that. And you can read about what happened with this lady. She ended up giving $5,000 to these.
Right, and was about to send another $15,000, but her social worker caught it first and brought it to the attention of the daughter, and they were able to intervene. So they say a couple things you should keep in mind. First of all, if a member of your family is online and doing these kinds of things and you're concerned about them, just ask them, are you meeting anybody new? Have you made any new friends, whatever? And if they say, oh, yes, I've got this friend, mm-hmm. then check them out. You know, Google mm-hmm. them. Are they mm-hmm. real? Are they really who they say they are? You know, and when they go meet, if they go meet in person, which people often do as well,
yes.
you know, these aren't all online. Sometimes they're in person. Make sure they go to a safe place, a library, a coffee house, something out in the public. And if possible, you know, go along yourself and sort of get a glimpse of who these people are if you're trying to watch out for someone who's older and you're caring for.
Look, let's be frank. You know, a guy who takes an interest in a lady and then communicates only online and asks for money.
Exactly.
It ought to be a red flag.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Okay. You have a hefty medical bill and you think, did I really run up that much charges?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so complicated. You know, you get these statements in the hospitals and whatnot. It's just really overwhelming for almost anybody.
Right.
There are specialists out there, health insurance claims specialists, who know what they're doing. They can tell if there's been a mistake in the coding, which happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell if your claim has been denied without a good reason, or it's been denied because they say, well, we don't have enough evidence to suggest this is medically necessary. Well,
right.
you need to go to the doctor and get that evidence. So there are people who help you do this. They are called health insurance claims specialists. You can find one through the Alliance of Claims Assistance Professionals. We have the website in the article. And they'll help you in a lot of ways. First of all, by the way, they say, go to them first before you start fighting with the insurance company over the bill, because there's a time limit during which time you can really challenge and these things. And they say often if you try and do it yourself, they put you off. We'll get back to you in a month. We'll, you know, and they don't get back to you. You call them back. So much time has passed. They've run the time, and you can't
right.
really complain anymore. So go right away to the claim specialist, and you can get a free estimate from them what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
The first call is usually free,
mm-hmm.
And they'll help you get the evidence that you need and take care of the problem.
I gotta say, I think that is a great, great tool when if you have all the time in the world, which I don't, and when I get these statements that come back from my health insurance provider and I get a check which seems like a pittance for what
mm-hmm.
I spent,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know what to say,
because right.
I got to sit down and read it and figure it all out, and I've got five kids, and it's like, and I get all these different bills and I don't know what to do with it. It would be so helpful to have one person I could turn them over to and say, does this look right?
Right.
Does this
and they
look good?
Can know what they're doing. They can get it done for you.
And I can pay for that and just not worry about it.
Right.
I think that will
right.
be helpful. I'll read the article.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Stuart.
Talk to you next week.
You can read about it in the Beacon newspaper, thebeaconnewspapers.com. Pick up your free copy at over 1,500 locations around the metro area, too. Well, thanks, Stuart. I'm so happy to have Dennis Hunter join us. Now, many of you know that I'm an expert in continuing care retirement communities in the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and I speak at many of these on downsizing, how to age in place, or how to sell your home for top dollar. And I've spoken at Brookgrove in the past. They have a very well decided community. And I mean by that, each one of the decisions that Brooke Grove made, the founders of the organization and the founders of the community have made over the past, is it 40, 45 years now?
Actually, over 60 now.
Over 60 years, Dennis. Thank you for that. Dennis Hunter joins me. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
So Brooke Grove has been focused on serving the elderly population, those who are over 55, frankly, I think, or you have to be 62 to move in. Is that right? Okay. And you're 62, and you have built a community with independent housing, assisted living, rehab, and memory care, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Okay. Tony Davis, right? You work with Tony.
I work with Tony very closely.
She's fabulous.
She's fabulous. She's amazing to work with.
She is. Don't ever ask her about the time I dressed up like Buddy the Elf.
Okay? I've met you.
You were there?
As Buddy the Elf. I didn't realize that's who I was talking to, but now I know.
Yes.
Now you look so familiar.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Yes, I do look familiar, although I don't have the green suit on. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm blessed. I get to work with a team of inspirational people, Tony being one of those. But I think you've met Eileen Alexander in the past as well.
Of course, yes.
And so, you know, combination of people that I work with, just highly motivating, highly inspiring people.
Brooke Grove, founded 60 years ago, roughly, and you are launching a new wing. It's assisted living wing, right?
The new wing is focusing on rehab.
On rehab?
Short stay, Medicare Part A.
Good.
But we certainly have the full increment of assisted living services. So we have memory care in assisted living, as well as folks that are alert and oriented.
Right.
You know.
And Brooke Grove is right off of 108, just outside of Olney, on the east side of Olney, on a beautiful landscape campus, tucked back in the woods. You feel like you're leaving it all behind when you get there, and yet you're so close to all the shopping that Olney has. And if you want to get north on 95, it's a convenient location in between D.C. and Baltimore.
Very, very unassuming entrance as
yes.
you pass it on 108.
Yes.
And for those of you who are a little more venturesome and want to take the time to drive into the campus, it's just a grand place. And as you drive in, you're about a half mile or more before you actually see any buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive under this canopy of trees that are 60 to 80 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you do leave it all behind. I hear it time and time again that when you drive on our campus, it feels different. And it feels different not only because of the campus, because people are well rewarded with the relationships once they get in and become more acquainted with members of our team.
You just hit where I wanted to go, which is relationships. And that I have had a number of my clients who've moved there, and they move there because of the relationships. They don't often have them that much but when they move in. But they've heard about this reputation of building strong relationships over time and having great food, which is wonderful, activities and trips and other things that are also wonderful. But it's really about the personal relationships that people have in a continuing care retirement community that I think for all of us, you know, the reason we stay in our homes as long as we do is that we believe in relationships that may or may not still exist around us because those people have left our community or the kids have gone. And so it's time to start up something new, but it's scary. So you guys have events regularly where you invite the public to come in and learn more and maybe get a taste for those relationships. Tell us a bit about that.
We do. Actually, coming up, we have two open houses.
Mm-hmm.
One on May 25, which features the new rehab wing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible place, the new rehab wing. In April 20th, we have an open house for the independent living community.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think the core of Brooke Grove, at the heartbeat of Brooke Grove, is it's all about relationships. And I think any provider in our industry who does it well understands that dynamic.
Right.
And in the independent living piece particularly, it's a small piece of the community, but it's very, very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where, even though it's 225 acres, you can't get lost because people know your name.
People know your name. It's like Cheers. You show
just
up, right?
Exactly like Cheers. You're there, and we know it.
So let me ask you this: do you guys serve ham?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, we serve ham. We serve crab. We serve shrimp. We serve lobster. I think we serve the full full types of foods that excite the palate.
Okay. It's just kind of a random question, but we...
I do want to fit this in. Yes. In the new rehab wing. It's yes. very distinctly different than anyone you'll ever experience because it has a commercial kitchen on both floors. So when you ask for your salmon to be grilled, it's going to be grilled and served up right there just as if you were in a restaurant.
I'm glad you brought up food and rehab because there's nothing like going to have rehab and not wanting to have to go through rehab.
Right.
But when you're there, you don't want to be thinking about it. So, and good food has a way of taking away that feeling. Like to have a restaurant right there on the floor and cook, you know, grill your salmon, bring it to you while you're going through the process. You know, whether you just got a new knee or you had a hip replacement or whatever it might be, Brook Grove is a fantastic new rehab wing coming up. And you open in, you said, late May.
We hope to be open by early May. We're still mm-hmm. waiting for a couple of approvals, but it's very close. The building's done.
Great. Dennis, how would people find out about Brook Grove?
The easiest way to go to bgf.org.
bgf.org. For more information on Brook Grove and the Brook Grove Foundation, bgf.org. Dennis, it looks like we're running out of time. Thanks so much for being here this morning. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to have you come back, though, because we really didn't hit on why senior living and where senior living is going for the future. Do you mind coming back?
I'd love to.
That'd be great. Dennis Hunter, folks, from Brook Grove, again, bgf.org. I'll be right back with Valerie Grange and McWilliams Ballard right after this.